This is Trula at SeaWorld from sunny San Diego. I'm your host, Julia, and my co-host, Sage. Today, we are talking about the awful drama at SeaWorld. There have been many protests online.
Does everyone know the truth, or is it just gossip surfing the internet?
SeaWorld has always tried its best to help the sea animals, but right now, they're not doing so well.
Many people have stopped going to SeaWorld because of the rumors online.
I personally think that most of them are true. Otherwise, SeaWorld has its ups and downs. I sure have lots of questions, though. Will SeaWorld go down in business? Will it change its ways? And most importantly, will the animals die out because of captivity? Luckily, these questions are probably not related to realistic matters. Okay, Sage, I have a few questions for you. What do you think of SeaWorld?
Well, I actually did a podcast over on my podcast channel, and it's about SeaWorld being faux.
So it's like being bad?
Yes.
Okay, one more question. What's your favorite thing about SeaWorld?
Roller coasters.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't like seeing the stingrays? You don't like seeing anything?
I really like rides. Like,
okay, yeah. Okay, good.
I love rides.
Okay, So, Sage, tell us a little about yourself.
I'm 9 years old. I have a brother named Gavin. He's 11. He's actually in Miss Riley's class in Solana Pacific. And I have a mom and a dad. I used to have a dog named Tobias. He was a German Shepherd, but he got put to sleep.
Uh-huh. So, my name is Julia, and I go to Solana Pacific, and this is my podcast, Drama at SeaWorld. I'm 10 years old, and I have one sister and a dog named April. My little sister's name is Melissa. I hope this podcast teaches you some stuff about SeaWorld. Right now, I just actually learned something in common that I have with Sage, that I actually had a German Shepherd, but it was put to sleep, too. So, yeah. Savies. So, in my opinion, even though SeaWorld may be a little rough with the animals, they always tried to help the injured ones. My reasons are most of the animals there were rescued. And my second one is they put most of them in, habitats that give them space. Well, not with the orcas, but give them space to, heal. And my third reason is that some of them were born in captivity, but otherwise, most of them were rescued. Most importantly, SeaWorld has helped dozens of seals, sea turtles, sharks, and other marine animals. And every animal they rescued survived. All in all, SeaWorld is friendly to wildlife in the sea.
Additionally, a baby dolphin was born just a few months ago when Julia last went to SeaWorld. Julia saw him. He was adorable.
I agree. He was literally adorable. You should have seen it, Sage. So that's all we have for today. We would like to thank everyone who helped make this amazing podcast, because without them, it wouldn't have happened at all, right, Sage?
Yes.
And we would also like to thank our sponsors, Ms. Hogg, and our former teacher, Ms. Hall. I know my two favorite teachers, maybe not yours, but I don't know. And my wonderful supporting family, and probably Sage, wonderful supporting family. So see you next time or listen to us next time that we make a podcast. Bye.